We set out, particularly in the final year of the RNED contract, to try to draw together a mapping of the key policy instruments which exist at the national level across the European Union and associated countries. And to do that, we worked within a framework which built on proposals we had made in 2009 around the development of qualitative indicators and mapping work that Anna did, which the Commission then also developed into a staff working paper presenting their proposals, which accompanied the publication of the strategy. So in Annex 2 of the staff working paper accompanying the strategy, there is a definition of an online tool, the idea of a mapping of key policy instruments across European countries. And really, that's what we've been working on this year. Many of you have been working on this. We'll talk you through it. So it's defined in the staff working paper. And in that paper, it's defined as a table of key instruments for each country. The idea of a cross-tabulation of different countries and different policy instruments or legal instruments, that it would contain policies, practical measures, and legal acts, and that it would help in supporting the achievement, the effective implementation of the convention. Sorry, I'll just say in your pack, yeah, the slides for this presentation are hidden behind the document that says RNED online tool. So you have text and then the slides. And that these different measures would also be accompanied by web links which would enable people to be taken to the original instrument or to information about it. So it's very much part of RNED's programme, which overall is about trying to map the current situation in all of the member states, about collecting quantitative data, creating online resources, and our original contract talked about providing a systematic way to identify and analyse key relevant policy areas. So that was in our first contract in 2008. And this tool is really a way of doing that in a structured way. It's very difficult to develop typologies. We are perhaps still developing this. We agreed in the end on 8 thematic areas, but I think we may be now creating a 9th area. The last one is rather catching everything. Chapter 1, the United Nations Convention. Chapter 2, the general legal framework in the country. Chapter 3, accessibility. 4, independent living, taking a very broad view of that. 5, education and training. 6, employment. 7, the availability of statistics and data. 8, awareness raising, public education, and external action. And this is the one we need to perhaps separate out and perhaps have a separate theme for international development. Okay, so the way that worked, we had 29 countries represented by RNED experts this year, and we selected 43 policy instruments in those 8 chapters. So if you do your maths, I was trying to do this in the bar yesterday, but it is 1,247 records. So that is one policy area in one country. So 1,247 records, and in each record there are a number of fields. So there is a chapter title, the title of the specific instrument, a descriptive paragraph, a factual description of development in that country in that instrument, the title of a web link, maybe some additional web links, and we built in the opportunity or the possibility of further comments and so on. So you can imagine, in theory, there are 11,223 bits of information, which Sarah and also one of my student interns have been helping us to review. It's a lot of data. So each individual record has a number of fields, which I've described. I just give you one very brief example. So I just take the first country alphabetically is Austria in English. The first item is A1, which is in the UN Convention theme, and it's item one, which is ratification or conclusion of the UN Convention. And so Petra has written a paragraph. It's quite a short paragraph in this example. Some are shorter, but many of them are quite long and complex. This is fairly straightforward. So it's a like a factual description. There is then a link to the Federal Law Gazette in Austria, which allows us to go and check that information or see the original source. There are no comments because there's nothing added. But that would be an example of a record within the database. 1,247 of those. So what did we want to do with those? The idea was that we would be able to produce a number of different outputs from this to help stimulate analysis, evaluation, and further research. So we wanted to be able to produce country reports, to be able to extract all of the instruments for one country, to say this is the situation in Austria. We wanted to be able to produce instrument reports to extract one instrument, but for all of the countries, to be able to examine each individual record in more detail and perhaps to add information to that, evaluation, comment, other possibilities. To be able to cross-tabulate within the database, to be able to select personal assistance schemes in Austria, Italy, Germany, and Slovenia and be able to extract those, for example. To be able to produce subsets of instruments, themes, or simply to export the entire database. So that was what we set out to do. We wanted to be able to view the results as text reports, as Word documents or PDFs, to be able to print them. We wanted to be able to produce matrix tables, summary tables. We wanted to be able to export the results. So I'm just showing a figure which just summarizes what we wanted to do. The idea that it would be possible to examine a detailed record for one country for one instrument, to be able to produce a country report, all instruments for one country, to be able to produce an instrument report, one instrument, all countries, to download the whole database, if you like, as a spreadsheet, but also to do cross-tabulations.